called Brother Mitchell dark. You ever hear that saying yet, church? That you're dark. You know, you don't want to be, you don't want to take charge. You don't want to be responsible in whatever you do. Let's say you're dark. I find that, as you know, I teach, I find in the classroom that when you call a child to do something, the child, no, sir, don't call at me. All of us, as Brother Fabian says, have ability. But we will never fulfill your ability until you take responsibility. Amen. Don't use any sort of excuses. And we soon go to the Bible and you'll see. Because when you use excuses, you are really robbing yourself, Fabian, of the wonderful things that you can achieve. Amen. You can achieve it in secular, and you can achieve it for God. Amen. So don't use any excuses, and you rob yourself of that. It's not right, and it's not good. And we find that we always make excuses for not doing God's will. Always. And we even rob ourselves of secular success. No Christian should think like that. Because you are not alone. God will work with you. And I just want to leave that with you this evening, 2018. God will work with you. Now, let us turn to Exodus chapter 3. And this is what the Bible says, that whatever is written aforetime was written for what? Our learning, so we can learn. Look at Exodus chapter 3, and we're going to look at verse 9. It says, now therefore, this is God talking now, you know, to Moses. He got Moses' attention at the burning bush. So he's not going to talk to Moses. They're going to have a conversation with Moses. So he says, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. And I've also seen the oppression where the Egyptians oppressed them. So Moses must feel good now, you know, because God is just telling him certain things. You know, he's not involved yet. So he feels, okay, I'm agreeing with you now, God, yes. The children of Israel are under oppression. Church, people are under oppression. No. Sin is the master of many. And many people are under oppression and need us to go and rescue them. So listen now. God, listen to it again. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. And I have also seen the oppression wherein the Egyptians oppressed them. Now, look at verse 10 now, church. God is going to invite Moses now. You hear the problem now. Come now, therefore, and I will send who? I will send you at the Pharaoh. Moses was probably very comfortable when God was just talking to Fabian about himself and what he see the oppression. But once now, God says, I'm going to send you. Same way God wants to send us. Am I right, Brother Mitchell? Yes. God wants to send you unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth. No, listen now. I want to send you unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. What this verse 10 is telling us, church, is that there is a need. There is a what? A need out there. There is a need, and therefore now God is requiring his people, all of us, the church, to go out there and fill that need. People out there have a need. They don't even realize that they have a need. It reaches a point that they don't even know that they have a need. They have a need for God. They have a need for Christianity, and they don't even know that. They think that they have a need for money, a need for good jobs, a need for good friends. They don't know they have a need for God. So we have to let them know about that need. Talk with them. So God is saying to Moses, there is a need, because the children of Israel are being what? Oppressed. I see where they are being oppressed. Listen, Moses, now. In verse 11, and Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. Now, Moses might have been thinking, and sometimes we do that, you know, and we think that we are humble. Eventually, we are being humble. You know, I'm not as eloquent. I'm not in the league of this person to go and talk to that person. So we are sort of bringing down our own esteem. Am I correct? And we believe that bringing down our own esteem, no, that is a virtue, some kind of quality, good quality. It is not. When there is a need, and you are bringing out to say, okay, I am not the one. No, man, I'm not in that league. I'm not able to do this. I'm not able to do that. And you believe that that's a quality. You take it like a medal of honor. No. Once there is a need, and God calls you, and God requires you to fill that need, you have to fill it. You have to go to the call. You just have to fill it. Once there is that need, you can't say, no, man, I'm not in that league. Because, remember, no, you are not what? Alone. God will work with you. You must have that faith that God will work with you. All the answer that God gave Moses, you know, is showing that he's in the midst of it, you know. And Moses was still not getting that. That all of God's answers showing him, Moses, you are not alone. Amen. I am with you. I will work with you. Amen. So, Moses still don't get it. Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh? And that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? I'm not capable of that. Listen now. And he said, certainly. What? I want everybody to read that little part. Certainly what? I will be, I don't want everybody, certainly what? I will be with thee. Amen. Amen. God didn't even say, I will be with thee. No, he said, certainly, I will be with thee. Some of you are here for Watch Night service, and you are not yet Christians. You have not yet been born into God's family. And I know that you have some kind of timid nature. It's kind of human nature to have that kind of timidity of the unknown. You don't know what is in store of you when you become a Christian. So you have that timid nature. You have that cowardice nature, that shyness, that darkness. God is saying, if tonight, at the end of this lesson, you step forward and give your life to God, that he will be with you. He will certainly be with you. And he will work with you. You just have to step forward and give your life to God. He will work with you. Sometimes, you know, in your life, I'm talking to those who are not yet Christians. People have put you down over and over. Am I correct? Yes. You feel like you're not worthy. You don't have any value. You have not achieved anything. And most of the things that you have achieved, people have put you down. God is calling you to a great work. Not for you to just come and just sit down and relax. No. He's calling you to a great work. It doesn't matter your age. You could be young, but once you have sense, he's calling you to a great work. You could be 99, once you still have life, he's calling you to a great work. He's not calling you to retirement, you know. He's calling you to great work. Remember Caleb, Brother Mitchell? Amen. At his age, give me this what? This mountain. This man in the Bible, Caleb, was very old. Very old, you know. Somebody said, nobody must go sit down, no. We have a tendency in our society to put people to sit down. No, that's not right. He was the person of the quality and the ability. And Caleb says, give me this mountain. I am ready now to work. Amen. Because Caleb knew, Fabian, that God was with him. Am I correct, church? Amen. Yes. Amen. God is with him. And the same thing with Moses here now. God is saying, certainly, I will be with you. You know, sometimes you're in the classroom, sister, those who are teachers know what I'm talking about. You teach a lesson, man, and you spend all the time, and you give the student a lesson, and you say, yes, I know I didn't get it now. You know? Right, Sister Darby, and when you mark the paper, you said, was this child in the class? Well, it's probably God is asking himself about that, because he told Moses the answer. He gave Moses the answer. He gave Moses the key, the solution. He says, I will be with you. You don't want more than that? Am I correct? Yes. But Moses still did not get that message. You know, we know him don't get it. Look at verse 14. Look at verse 14. Look at verse 13 first. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your father sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Another excuse in the church. God already tell him what? And why you say it for me? I will be with you. I will be with you. And him still go back now to ask God what him should tell the people say. Him not get the message. He has not gotten that message. That is, God is saying, I will be with you. So come up with another question again. We are really stubborn people. And we cannot allow timidity, shyness, darkness to stop you from your salvation. If you are not a child of God, you can't allow that. What the people are going to say when I step forward. You start to think about that. You start to get very nervous. What am I going to tell my friends and family at work? What are you going to tell God? God, it says, I will be with you. He'll be with you. And then, so God answer him again, you know, in verse 14. God answer him and say, tell them that I am that I am. So God give him the message again. Two times. You believe that Moses get the message now, right? Yes, man. Must get the message by now. Listen, chapter 4. And Moses answered and said, is God him talking to you now? We're talking to church? God, not a human being, you know, God. And Moses answered and said, but, I don't like it at all. Because when you tell people that you know, sometimes I have to really work, even in the secular world, when I'm teaching students, work on your minds first, you know, let them know, you can do this thing. But sir, but, no, there's no but, just do it. You are capable of it, just do it. So in addition to teaching content, if you teach mind, content, all kind of mind thing, the same thing here with us in the church. Too much but where God put full stop. We put but. No. Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me. Whether they believe you or believe it, that God said it to the mission. Go and do the mission. They're not going to believe you, so you don't do the mission. Do the mission. But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, how do you know what they're going to say? That's a big excuse right here now. How do you really know what people are going to say? Right. People say anything. You might say to yourself, you know, I'm not going to talk to that person because he's going to say. And right away you start to think he's going to say negative things. You might surprise yourself when you talk to that person. That person respond. So don't tell yourself what people are going to say. Just do it. Don't tell yourself people are going to say this and people are going to say that. Because that will stop you from doing the work. They're going to say this and they're going to say that. God answer him again, you know. Look at verse 2. And the Lord said unto him, what is in your hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground. And it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. So God has to show him now a miracle. So you would think, so now, okay, God spoke to him 2 times and still don't get the message. God spoke to him this 3rd time now, and God now give him a what now this time? A miracle. Moses must get the message now, church. Don't you think so? Yes, man. He must get the message by now. What a tough. It's like when you spoke, Brother Richard, I was down there smiling all the way in your sermon this morning, you know, because I picture this man talking to the donkey. No, I mean, it's just ridiculous. He was so far gone, the lady man having a conversation. Right. I don't realize having a conversation with the donkey, you know. Because he don't want to carry out God's will, he's having a conversation with the donkey. So even God now show Moses now, turn that rod to a serpent, and Moses running out, because this was a miracle, because he turned something inanimate into something that's a living thing. That's a true miracle. You think Moses get the message now? Public speaking now, verse 10. And Moses said unto the Lord, a lot of people are afraid of public speaking. Oh my Lord, I am not what? Eloquent. Neither theretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto my thy servant. But I am slow of what? Speech. And of a slow what? Tongue. This is so ridiculous. But we do it all the time. We do it too, you know. We do it too. We can't talk. And a lot of us Jamaicans, we put down ourselves a lot. We feel that we don't have that education, so we can't talk to that person. So what? You have experience of life, which is that university of life. All of us have education. It's just that one might call formal, where you go to school or university. And even people go to school or university still not as smart as you.
That's right.
Yeah, they make some foolish, them do some silly things. They're still not smart. Are you putting down yourself, say, no, because I don't have education, I can't talk. No, man. Get out of that kind of darkness, that shyness, that timidity. Make those years gone. 2018 is a time for courage, amen, valor, confidence. And because you know that God is with you. Am I correct? Yes.
Amen.
Because it's going to come up now that he's slow of speech. It's like God getting annoyed with him. No, look at verse 11. And the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go. God still is saying, go. Oh, we didn't bring up all the excuses now. What is the word he must do, church? He must what? Go. What must we do too? We must also what? Go. Now therefore go. And listen to it now. And what? I will what? I will be with your mouth. God gets specific, no? God doesn't say, I'll be with you, no, you know. God say, so you bring up your mouth? Well, I will be with your mouth. I'll be with your mouth. Right, Sister Michelle? I will be with your mouth. Just go. Go and do the work that I give you to do. No, those of you who are not Christians tonight, God is asking you now to come.
Amen.
To come unto him.
Amen.
Put away the timidity.
Amen.
Think of your soul. Put away shyness and darkness. Come into church. God wants to come. And when you come to church, God wants to start to work.
Amen.
You know, one day I might even be preaching on a pulpit like this. You know, God wants to start teaching people. God wants to come and start to work. Yes, man. That's what God wants of you. So at the end of the service tonight, I want to see you just come.
Amen.
Put away your shyness, put away the timidity, and just come. Because that is God's will for you. Am I right, Brother Michelle? Yes. So all of Moses' excuses, God still said to him, I will be now with your mouth. Since you bring up the mouth, I will be with your mouth, and I want you to come. As I said, it's just a word of exhortation, and I want to say to all of us, we are entering 2018. We don't know what lies in store for us. But one thing we know is that God has put a work in front of us. We know that, you know.
Amen.
We don't know the unknown,
Amen.
Right? We don't know all the things that can happen. But we know that we are alive now, and God has put a work in front of us for us to do. And for those of you who are not Christian, God wants you to become a child of God so that you can work.
Amen.
It's not quite a lie down and have a vacation, you know.
Right.
It's not a, you know, that's a vacation, right, Brother Fabian? It's a vacation he called you for, you know. Him calling you to work for him so that the whole, so you can make an impact where you are.
Amen.
So just come, man. At the end of the lesson, this evening, just come and give your life to God. And for those of us who are Christian, just make that commitment, you know, that we will work and put up with the shyness and just start to work. Thank you very much.